Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Towards your heart, it'll open all the doors, and only then you'll start to hear the world sing in chorus with your mind and heart, aligned in purpose, everything
all
will feel gorgeous.
The imprint of what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hey, everyone. Oh, my gosh. I was so busy typing in the chat room, I forgot to put on my headset and listening to the music. I love that song. Hold on. I am going to plug in. You guys can all hear me great out there. Thank you so much for joining me today and for being patient with my last-minute time change. We are having another storm here on the Northeast. Well, the storm has come right up the coast, and states that don't normally get snow have been buried with a foot in places, sometimes more, down in Atlanta and all kinds of places. So at least we have the tools to deal with it up here, but yet it can be a challenge. For example, the last snowstorm we had, which was about a week ago, I had a new person plow my driveway, and I didn't give him instruction, though you would think that plowing a driveway is, you know, sort of plowing a driveway. I didn't think there was much instruction needed. However, when I came home, I discovered that let's just say he didn't really focus on detail, and I had big chunks of ice all up and down the driveway, and I couldn't even get in and park. And so I'm still actually cleaning up from that. And, you know, Mercury is in retrograde. So the last 2 days, my schedule has gone completely haywire. If you tuned in last week or if you listened to the replay, you'll probably remember me saying that the best laid plans of mice and men will go awry the next 3 weeks. Well, that has been my last 2 days. You know what, though? It's all good. We're here now, and I'm so happy to be here. And for those of you joining me live, I'm sending you all a great big hug. Love you guys. Love seeing you in the chat room. If you would like to join me in the chat room, we have a great group of people who gather there, and they're very supportive. So if you are in need of some support or just want to build some new great friendships, that's a super place to do it. And I pop in the chat room also. Now, if you'd like to call in today, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. So, oh my gosh, what a Mercury retrograde we are having. So far, knock on wood, mechanically, okay. I'm going to hope that it stays that way because my poor son's car was in the shop for almost 7 weeks out of the last eight, and he just got that car back last week, and I'm hoping that he's all set for a while, although my car does have to go in the shop. So I don't want to talk too much about that tonight because we are in the month of February and Valentine's week. Yay! So what is Valentine's all about, Valentine's Day? So many people feel, oh, Valentine's Day is just another made-up commercial holiday for people to make money, and they poo-poo it. Well, that has somewhat of a true aspect to it because there is a lot of pressure for people to step up to the plate on Valentine's Day, whether it's with flowers or a card or taking your spouse or loved one out to dinner and that sort of thing, whatever it is. And there are often many people disappointed on Valentine's Day because someone has forgotten. Usually it's someone has forgotten. Now, I owned a florist shop for 8 years, so I know firsthand the guys that come in the next day with their tail between their legs because they forgot Valentine's Day, how much trouble they're in. Well, let me pose this question to you. If you treated, and not every day, because of course we all have days where we like to pull somebody's hair out, so not those of us who are enlightened, ha ha ha. Say, perhaps, you've decided to take a different approach to life. And my cousin Mark, who was an amazing, amazing person, who has been passed now for 19 years, taught me long ago that, and his was Mother's Day. He never sent his mother anything special for Mother's Day or even called her on Mother's Day, because he always told her that if he needed one day to be sort of forced into thinking about his mother or doing something nice for her, there was a problem. Oh my gosh, what an amazing thought. So, to putting pressure on those that we love for performing for holidays and so forth, I tend to take a different perspective or point of view now. And, you know, trust me, I love to get flowers. Owning a flower shop for 8 years, flowers have always been a passion of mine. And there is nothing like a beautiful bouquet of gorgeously fresh flowers. And Rainforest Alliance and Organic are even better. So there's nothing better than that for me. That being said, I like to get flowers just on random occasions. If you have to wait for a special holiday to do it, then it doesn't seem so special. Now, if you tend to do things on those special holidays, and you also do things randomly, then that's a whole different story. One of my students, and who's become a very good friend and who I know is in the chat room tonight, I hope you don't mind me sharing this story, but I'll keep it very generic as to who it is. Anyway, my good friend's husband has never bought her a store-bought gift in over 20 years. I think it's over 20 years, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's 20 years or around there. And some of you listening may be saying, oh my God, never bought a store-bought gift in 20 years. That's terrible. That's this, that's that. Well, before you jump to conclusions, let me share this with you. Though he has not bought her a store-bought gift in all the years they've been married, he brings her the most thoughtful things randomly and regularly from nature. It could be a heart, a rock that's shaped like a heart, all sorts of fantastic things. And, you know, there have been times where I would be going, oh my God, I'd never gotten a gift, you know, if I were in that position. And yet she goes, well, you know what? It's true, but that's who he is. And he's so thoughtful because he brings these really wonderful, creative things that he's found. So how fabulous is that? So let's stop there for a minute. Everybody take a nice deep breath. Now, could this be perspective? Oh, I think it could. There are a lot of women and men out there who might be listening this or hearing something similar and saying all sorts of negative things about it. But if you take a step back and think about really how much more thoughtful or, you know, is this, pretty amazing. And, you know, like I said, he regularly brings little treasures from nature. It's a fabulous, fabulous thing. So, what does that have to do with love? Well, I would say it probably has a lot to do with love. And that could go, you know, two ways for that couple, where if the receiving spouse took offense and put it in a negative light, I would say they probably would no longer be together. Now, you can argue, well, that could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. Well, personally, knowing this couple, I think they have an amazing relationship, and it works for them. And they're both very strong people and have been through extremely huge challenges that many couples going through one of these challenges would have split just on that. So do they have a great foundation in love? Yeah, they probably do. And what can you attribute that to? Well, I'm sure that you know, they have a lot of different things and ideas that they would attribute it to. One thing that I personally have observed is perspective and appreciation. So what are you appreciating in your life? Heisberg's theory of uncertainty, the principle of uncertainty, is something really
think about. Because when we can apply this in our lives, I think we can create some amazing things. The principle is the observer affects the event, and you cannot judge the speed or the motion into something else. For example, transformation, or knowing for certain exactly where something is. Just by looking at a particle, it affects the particle with just our observation. So let's look at that for 1 minute. By looking at a particle, it affects the particle with our observation. Interesting. So is it possible by looking at a situation, perhaps with a different perspective or different eyes, can shift the whole situation? Interesting theory. I would say yes. I've seen it happen. You can take relationships that are the line that are, and this is not going to work for everyone. However, it can work if you work it. So let's say, for example, you're in a challenging relationship, whether it's with a partner or family members, or even close friends. I would like to challenge you in whatever relationship that is to make a pact or a promise for 30 days that you will only treat that relationship from a place of love. No matter how awful you think the other person might be or how terrible it is, and how could you possibly do that because they've done this or that to you or whatever. And, you know, there are instances, for example, if you are in an abusive relationship, I say get out. You know, this theory does not apply if you are in an abusive relationship, because I don't support abusive relationships. And I think if the relationship is causing physical harm or a real emotional deep harm, get out and get help. Okay, that being said, so for 30 days, you make a pact to only say positive things to the other person. If you have a negative thought, then catch yourself and say, ooh, I just had the thought that wasn't so nice. Acknowledge it. Let it be okay that you thought that. Then say, okay, I've recognized it. I see it now. Now I'm going to change that thought. By doing this simple technique, you are actually going to rewire your brain, which will benefit the relationship, important. It will benefit yourself. Because where, we're talking about love now, where does love begin? Where do you feel love? You have probably all been in love at some point in your lives, if you're listening to the show today. You know what it feels like. And where do you feel it? You feel it in your heart. First, your heart feels like it's expansive and it gets so big, and then you feel wonderful and you glow, and people say, oh my goodness, you look so fantastic. Have you lost weight? Did you change your hair? Are those new clothes? And you just smile, knowing that none of those things have happened. You are just blissfully happy. Now, for most of us, that blissful happiness and the glow of love evaporates anywhere between 6 months and 18 months into a relationship, where the rose-colored glasses come off and we put our boxing gloves on, so to say. And we tend to start making sort of little checklists in our head of all the little things now that these family members or our partners do that really irritate us. And sometimes those things can be really big. Most of the time, there are a lot of little things. And you put all those little things on this checklist, and you don't talk about them. Maybe you don't. Oftentimes, things are left on the back burner, and then all of a sudden, what happens? You explode. All those little things on that checklist come out, and then it turns into World War III. Not so good, right? And again, this is can be with dealing with family members or dealing with partners, spouses, etc. We all have those family members who drive us absolutely insane. Whether it, for example, in my own family, there are addiction issues. And there are lots of other, there are some mental illness as well. And those things can be difficult and tricky to deal with. One thing I have learned is not to take responsibility for the people who have those behaviors and to also get clear in my boundaries of what I will do and will not do for or with these family members. It just keeps things healthier for everyone. So setting boundaries is one way to love yourself. Really, really important. Sometimes we all have had times when we cross those boundaries and we do things that maybe we didn't want to do or we said we wouldn't. There are circumstances that may play in or whatever. But you can always get back on track. And sometimes, those boundaries may shift. Nothing is ever set in stone where you cannot change things in your life. Because life is fluid and things are meant to change. So as the relationships evolve and change and you become better in your own self and in your own self-love, you'll become stronger in taking care of yourself and self-care, which is a huge part of love, because if you don't love yourself and you don't take care of yourself, how can you possibly think you can wholly love another or get love in return? Many of us, and maybe not any of you who are listening today, many of us have probably experienced some type of family dysfunction. I find that people who are attracted to my work are often attracted because they resonate with my own life stories. And so whatever applies for you, take it, use it. I love to help people, and I hope something in my show today or other shows help you somehow, somewhere along the line. I lost my train of thought. So I'm talking about dysfunctional families. Okay, to set boundaries, especially when you have family events during the holidays, weddings, et cetera, my own life, I have a rule that I have a family member who his wife is a little overpowering, to say the least. So she's toned it down quite a bit over the years. Now, this is a very close family member. I don't want to say who it is, but anyway, it's a very close family member. And so I have learned, and also what has happened from this relationship with these two people together, my relative has become more and more negative over the years being married and living with this person. So I have a limit. I have a rule. When I am seeing these relatives, I stay no longer than 3 hours. All I can take without pulling my hair out. So I don't try to change them. I love them, though I don't agree with many of their thought process and their judgments. That being said, I still do care about them. They're my family. So I set a limit as to how long I visit for and also how often I visit. And typically when I do visit, we'll go out to eat. So it's even sort of less of a time or less of an individual focus, so to say, of visiting at the house. You know, you go out to eat and the big focus is on the food, of course. So oftentimes when I visit, we will go out to eat. And that's a good distraction. So if you have a difficult family relationship in your life, know that it is healthy on your part. It's totally acceptable. And it's loving to yourself and in the long run to the other family members, boundaries, and putting limits on what you'll do, the time you'll spend, and how often you'll spend it with these people. It's really a healthy way to handle things. Pema Chodron, who is a Buddhist nun, I always say Buddhist monk, but she's really a nun, I guess. She has a great thing where when she would go home, she would get out of her nun habit because her family didn't understand it. And she would put on a pair of jeans and a flannel shirt. She would go home and visit her dad, watch a football game, drink a beer, be there for a couple of hours, and then go home and go back to her normal everyday self. I think that's a loving thing to do for her family. Sometimes we have to step out of our norm. For example, Pema wearing her habit and going with her shaved off head. Of course, she can't change the shaved off head when she goes to visit. But she puts on clothes that her father can relate to. And that's perfectly okay, perfectly acceptable. So sometimes it's important to adapt, but yet not change who you are. We can meet people where they are without changing who we are by setting boundaries and limits, by loving ourselves. That is loving yourself and taking care of yourself. So we have a whole bunch of people in the chat room. I just want to give you guys all a shout out. I don't think I did that already, although I did go in and say hey to you guys. I am so glad you guys are all here. It's great to see you all. More people are joining in now, I can see. And I also, while we're doing shout-outs, I want to give a shout-out to my new Facebook friends this week, Mary Am, Ranjay, and Cecilia. Hi, you guys. Great for you to join me. I'm so glad you found me. I think I got Bertha last week, but I can't remember, so I'll give a shout-out to Bertha as well. Okay, now, I run out of time, so before I do run out of time, and I forget to tell you guys how to find me when I'm off Blog Talk, you can find my website, cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine.com. Just Google me. I come up everywhere. You can like my Facebook page, Intuitive Medium, Gifted Psychic Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. You can follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine, @CynthiaFontaine. I'm on Pinterest, LinkedIn, Gmail. I have a YouTube channel. Oh, my God, I'm everywhere. So find me, follow me, like my page, check out my website, and just say hey. I know a lot of you guys, all you guys that are in the chat room that I can see, like my Facebook page, or I'm friends with you all. So, hey, you guys, and it wasn't meant to be here the first half. You're funny, Kathy. Well, you can always listen to the replay because the replay is always available and it's free. So if you ever miss part of the show or any of the shows, you can go back to my Blog Talk Radio page / Cynthia Fontaine and listen to the replays anytime. Okay, so let's see. Mercury in retrograde, where are we? Things are still going to be challenged the rest of the month as far as Mercury goes. Let me get out my notes. I'm a little disorganized today. I apologize, you guys, because I was at my partner's this week, and he lives near the ocean, and we are starting to have flooding issues here. And as I was getting ready to leave, I discovered that the water was coming up from the ground through the kitchen floor. So I'm a little behind schedule, and that's part of why I was delayed today. And anyway, so what's going on this week astrologically, as we'll talk more about what's going on and also talk more about love. There is a big intensity that we are dealing with right now. We're having a full moon tomorrow. Oh, how romantic is that on Valentine's Day? So a full moon tomorrow, and the full moon is in Leo. It'll just be going into Leo. It's in Cancer now. And what is happening with this moon is that the universal laws are calling upon us right now to look at and pay attention to something that is bigger than us, bigger than our own life, bigger than what's going on inside the walls that you live in, inside of your families, etc. This is a time for real genius and imagination that began 2 weeks ago with the new moon. So any seeds that you planted with that new moon, now is the time to take those ideas that you've been having and bring them to life. Be creative. Be weird. Really get out of your norm. Step out of your comfort zone and take a chance. So this is a great time to write, to paint. If you love to sing, sing. You might want to go to, what do they call those things? Open mics at a coffee house. If you've always had a penchant for singing, you may want to go to karaoke night or, like I said, open mic at a coffee house. This is really a time to be creative. And Saturn is really adding pressure to that feeling of all of us having a need to create. It's also putting pressure not to follow the rules or the norm. So, again, step out of your box. Are you thinking about starting a business? This is a great time to breathe that into creation. I'm just looking at my other notes here. Sorry, like I said, I am a little disorganized today because of all the sidetrack things I've gotten into, which happens in a Mercury retrograde, although mine was going smoothly until yesterday. And then all of a sudden, yesterday, things started going crazy. Okay, so again, you know, during a Mercury retrograde, you don't want to do things like sign contracts if you can avoid it. If you started some kind of negotiations before Mercury went to retrograde February 6th, then that often can turn out okay because you started the process before Mercury went retrograde. That being said, you want to be sure that if you are signing any contracts or legal agreements, that you look at every letter, you know, dot the T's, cross, dot the I's, cross the T's, et cetera. Make sure that it's accurate and that there's nothing missing, because then you may have problems with that. And people are going in and out of the chat room, getting knocked off. Well, part of it could be the weather. Part of it could be Mercury retrograde. So again, if there's anything that you guys have missed, you can always go back and listen to the replay later on. So welcome back to those of you who have got zapped out. Mercury retrograde, you know, if you have to sign contracts, really be sure that those contracts are solid. This is not a time when you want to buy a car, a computer, a TV, you know, big items. I've made the mistake of buying a computer on the last day of a Mercury retrograde thinking, oh, come on, it's nonsense. Well, I found out it was not nonsense, and I've got the one and 100,000 lemons from Apple. But I have to say they were very good about it, and they serviced the computer for 6 months after the warranty ran out for free. And basically, from start to finish, they had rebuilt the whole computer in its entirety in that year and a half. So let's go back to the principle, the Hindsberg principle of uncertainty. When we look a particle, it affects the particle just with our observation. Thinking about that, when we look at our relationship, it affects the relationship. How we look at those relationships affects the relationships. Attach to the belief the way that we think the world is. It's time now to look and get outside of the box. Because when you're in the box, what do you see? Just the inside of the box, right? If you're in an egg, you just see the world from the inside of the egg. It's time now to get out and see the bigger picture and see the big world. So when we look at our relationships, we look at them with the filter of which we have known their families, because we grow up in families, and how our families act and behave and interact is what we take forward with us into our relationships, and also how we treat ourselves. Now, my family never said to me, you're great. You know, they never said, oh, love yourself, it's important. They never said, you're wonderful, except for my Aunt Angel, who's from the Philippines, and she is wonderful. My family wasn't all fuzzy and warm and cozy. They didn't hug. They didn't express, joyful emotion or things like that. And many of us grew up in families like that. And if you grew up in a family that did express warm, loving kindness, you're way ahead of a lot of people, and you are very, very lucky. So we go on through our lives with the filter of which we grew up with until we learn something different. Now, I had to step out of my own family for a number of years to find a new way of doing things for myself, because I grew up with an aunt calling me all kinds of names, saying I was a klutz, saying I was this, saying I was that. And I believed all that, when the fact is, I'm not a klutz at all. I'm a great ice skater. I'm a good dancer. I was in gymnastics when I was in high school. But my thinking was, I thought this aunt was fabulous. I held her on a pedestal, which is a Virgo trait. And I have four planets in Virgo, but many of us have people in our lives as we were growing up that we put on pedestals that we thought were just wonderful. thought she was wonderful, she really was not very nice to me. And it wasn't until I stepped out of the family, started learning about healthy relationships and what that looks like, went back to the family and just started observing things, I was shocked at what I found because I didn't know any differently. So it's taken me many, many, many years to sort of overcome that. And every once in a while, I lapse back and I have feelings of insecurity, like many of us do. But I can get out of those feelings more quickly now, knowing that regardless of what my family brought to me growing up, they gave me tools to get where I am now. So I can look back and be grateful for those things, though I would much prefer, and children, to experience positive family relationships and family dynamics. And that's part of my mission in sharing with all of you, is that in some way I can be of help, even if it's in just some little tiny small fraction of your life. Whether it's to give encouragement or, by sharing my own experiences, somehow that helps you know that you're not alone. It's really, really important. And I've had the most amazing, wonderful people come into my life when I started to embrace that I'm not all those things that my family said I was growing up. My grandfather used to say I was fat and I'd never get a man unless I was skinny. That was a horrible thing to say, first of all. But when I look back at the pictures of myself growing up, I was skinny. I mean, what my grandfather said, but that was his observation. Sometimes it's important to go back and take a look. For me, that was really quite the revelation because I grew up believing that I was too fat all the time. And I did all the crash dieting and all that crazy stuff and everything. And when I took a look back from my perspective now, I realized that, I wasn't at all what my grandfather thought I was. So it's important sometimes to go back and revisit with a different set of eyes and say, well, maybe that person saw something that I didn't, or maybe he was wrong or she was wrong. It can be really an enlightening thing. Okay, so I'm rambling here. Sorry, guys. To love. When we have that feeling of love, again, people will notice. They'll notice the glow. They'll notice, they'll think you've lost weight. So many things that we've talked about already today. And oftentimes, when you are in love, you will often lose weight because the body has the feel-good hormones going on that helps the body to release excess weight. So do we have to be in love? Or can we be in love in that starry-eyed, rose-colored glass type of love for longer than the initial traditional sort of period of 6 to 18 months? I say yes. And that can be in a relationship with yourself, and it can be in a relationship with other people. Sometimes as simply as changing your perspective or point of view. Sometimes it means going back and looking at old pictures, as in my case, and realizing, oh my gosh, my grandfather was totally wrong. It can totally change your paradigm, and your forward life from there. When we love ourselves, the higher our vibration raises. The higher our vibration, the more we attract people of that same vibration into our lives. That being said, if you are in a relationship or you're looking to be in a relationship, if you want a relationship to improve, or if you're looking to get into a relationship, right where you are, without thinking about the other person, so put yourself like in a bubble and start where you are and start sending yourself love. Start telling yourself, you're beautiful. I love you. I love your eyes. I love your smile. Pick out, even if you can only pick out one attribute of yourself that you love. I don't care if it's your toes, if you have great toes. Love those toes. Every day, look at them and say to your toes, I love you, toes. It's very difficult to walk without your toes. So love your toes. Love your ankles, your feet, your calves, your thighs, your knees, your hips, your abdomen, your chest, your back, your buttocks, your neck, your everything, your head, your hair. Pick out whatever the best aspects of yourself that you are and love them. And what you will find is when you can start loving one part of yourself, you will start to be able to love other parts of yourself. Mirror work is a fabulous way to get to the core of your soul and in loving yourself. Mirror work is incredibly challenging. And this is a technique that Louise Hay teaches. So if you are not familiar with Louise Hay, I encourage you to check out Louise Hay on YouTube or go to Hay House. There's also Hay House Radio online. And really check out Louise's work. She was really a pioneer in natural medicine, in holistic, in it's changing your life by your thinking and how you speak to yourself. So many of us have this negative self-talk that plays over and over and over in our heads. And some of it is, you know, normal. We all have egos. And, the Buddhists train you when you train in Buddhism and meditation. You're trained to sort of get rid of the ego mind. But we really need the ego mind for simple things like driving to the grocery store. What we don't need is that ego mind saying, oh my God, you've got to lose 10 pounds. Oh my God, I can't believe that you did this. Oh my goodness. And I'll give you an example. Last week, some of you may have seen on Facebook, I had posted, I was on my way up to see my son. And there was a fellow standing at the corner at a stoplight who had a sign that said he was homeless, blah, blah, blah. And I had the dog in the car with me in her bed, and I had my pocketbook on the floor. And so at the red light, I reached down, and I didn't want to pull the whole pocketbook up. So I just reached down into my wallet, and I grabbed some money, which I thought were ones. And I thought, oh, well, I want to at least give this guy enough money for lunch. You know, and so I didn't look at the money that I grabbed. I thought they were all ones. And I just rolled them up and handed them to the fellow and, you know, said, have a nice day, went on my way. Went to the gas station and went to put the gas in my car. And I went to reach in for the $100 bill that I had. And the $100 bill was gone. I only had a $5 bill in there. And I went, oh my God. Now my wallet is very organized and I always put my money in sequential order. But last week for some reason, and I can blame Mercury in retrograde, I guess, I was very disorganized with my money and I just threw it all in together. And, but I thought I had the $100 bill in the back. Well, apparently I had the $5 bill in the back And I gave the fellow who had the sign that said he was homeless the $100 bill in with what I thought was ones. So not that long ago, I would have had every negative thing that I could possibly think of to say to myself about that. I would have gone on and on for days, maybe even weeks and months. How stupid could you be? I can't believe you did that. You needed that money, blah, 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 whatever. So when I discovered it, what I found was I didn't feel any of those negative things going in on my head. And instead, I went, well, I wanted to make sure I gave the fellow enough money for lunch, and I guess I did. And I went on my way. So that, for me, was an amazing experience because I can get caught up in the mind chatter so easily. It's taken me years to really learn how to shift that thinking and shut off that mind chatter. And so I didn't say anything about it to my partner or anything. And I think I did tell my son. I just mentioned it to a couple of people. And anyway, everybody was like, oh, well, that was kind of cool. And, you know, cool the way that I looked at it or whatever. And it was kind of cool. And I thought, you know what? It's all good. And the funny thing is, I didn't say anything to my partner. And later that day, not knowing what had happened, he handed me $60 and said, here's some money to go paint the room you want to paint. So how funny is that? I gave away $100, not knowingly, but yet I get $60 back. And later that night, I was taken out to dinner by some fabulous friends. So there you go. The $100 came back almost instantly. So you can take this story and apply it anywhere in your life. You can apply it to relationships. You can apply it to money. Because when we hold on to things tightly, now had I taken that instance, taken that experience, and again, beaten myself up about it, chances are I would not have had the experiences later that day that I had. My friends would not be saying, oh, come out to dinner with us. Because if I had been grouching around, who wants to go to dinner with somebody who's, you know, bitchy, pardon the expression, but really. No, instead, I laughed about it and said, well, you know what? It's all good. The universe is law. It's the law of abundance. What goes out must come back. It's all about flow and energy. And when you can be positive about the flow of things, the faster it comes back to you. That's a natural universal law. We have all these crazy made-up laws. And, you know, because there are so many people in the world now, we do need laws sort of to keep order. But many of the laws that we have are ridiculous and could just be thrown away. And some of those laws pertain to how we think about money, because the corporations and the church has wanted to control us for so many hundreds of years that, you know, from the first day that banking ever started back in the cavemen, but it was, I think, around the time of Jesus or just shortly in some time there. I forget when exactly the banking started. But anyway, it's all a form of control. So when we step out of that box and step out of the control and look from a different perspective, all of a sudden things completely change. Oh my gosh, only 4 minutes left. Crazy. Okay, so if you're having problems with relationships, whether it's family relationships or spouse relationships, take a 30-day challenge and only treat that relationship with the utmost integrity. Sometimes that means that you have to step away, limit your time that you spend with those people, okay? And in the meantime, while you're doing that, start making a 30-day commitment to yourself to every day say something positive and loving to yourself. The more you can get positive and love yourself, the more love you will bring into your life. It's just the natural law of the universe. Now, the mirror work, getting back really quickly to that, is one of the most difficult things you may ever do, because you look into the mirror and you look into your eyes and say, I love you. I really, really love you. And the first time when you do mirror work, you're going to look in that mirror and say, who are you kidding? I don't love you. You're this, you're that. And have all kind of that chatterbox and that ego mind is going to go crazy on you. Stick with it and keep at it every day. And even if you just look in that, can look in once into your eyes and say, I love you, I really, really love you, keep at it, because it will get better and you will start to believe it. And the more you love you, the more love you are going to see in your life. And the more you love you, the more you're going to realize that sometimes it doesn't matter how much the people around love you. If you love you, it's also going to shift them. If you don't love yourself, you're going to keep attracting people into your life who can't be loving. So love yourself first. And by loving yourself, it allows you the space to raise your vibration for others who are loving to come in. And it also gives the people who you are already involved with a chance to be more loving towards you. Because when you're in love, face it, you're in a good mood, right? Yeah, we all are. We have all those feel-good hormones going on. So when you're in a good mood, everybody notices. So why not be in love every day? Why not release those hormones that produce all those fabulous things that being in love for yourself every day? You don't have to wait for somebody to tell you they love you. Tell yourself. That's the key. That is the key to happiness. It's wonderful when other people say, I love you. And it's wonderful when people bring you rocks that are shaped like hearts or bring you flowers, and all those things are all wonderful. When you love yourself from within, that opens up the space for more of that to happen. Oh, my God. And I cannot believe we are out of time again. I know that some of you have had trouble staying on tonight, trouble with your signal, whatever. I know there's weather going across the country, so I apologize. But I hope that you will listen to the replay if you missed any of the show. And share with your friends. Oh, tomorrow I am going to be at Dancing Spirit Studio in Tiverton, Rhode Island. You can find the link on Facebook. It's in Nanticoquet Drive. So if you are in the local area and would like to come by for a Valentine's reading, come on out. I'd love to see you guys. I love you all so much. I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous Valentine's. Give yourself a Valentine. I'm sending one to you.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope, the
for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow. You're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all. Grateful for it all.
You're the blessings every time I try to count. You're the lessons that I learn every time I turn around. You're the water when I'm burned every time I think I found everything I'm looking for. You're the sign saying stop to take a bow and keep moving forward and start looking towards your heart. It'll open all the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart aligned to purpose. Everything
all
will feel great.
I sit and pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. And let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. And let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet. Let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin. I'm in between. Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to. goodbye. In a blink, we all die. But the sadness all around us, and I ask why. We'll be gone too easily as we arrive. As we'll be gone too easily as we arrive. Let there be light in my life. I was